Hey, this is Kelly Thompson, writer of IDW's Gem and the Holograms, and you are about to have a truly outrageous time here inside the pull bag.
Hello and welcome to Back Issue Classics, episode 67, here inside the pull bag. I am one of your hosts, TF Joe and Mike, and ladies and gentlemen, it is time to welcome the return of Lady Rec. Hello!
Hey! Yay! I'm here! I trip over all the cords. Yes. You can't see it.
Tell us what pizzazz would. And we have our Roxy. We have Nicole Beatles Diva Hailstorm. Hello.
Aloha. How's it going?
It's going.
We're all alive still.
How's it with you?
With me?
So we are here to go through. Yeah. We are here to go through Gem and the Holograms from IDW Publishing, issues 14, 15, and 16. This is Dark Gem, parts 4, 5, and 6. It is our part 2 of our Dark Gem coverage here inside the pull bag and on Showtime Synergy. At the end of the podcast, we will be talking about various IDW staff changes and the Gem solicits for 17 through 20. So that's what's going on there. Amy, since it's been a while, what has been going on with you?
I moved. It's the first time in 13 years, so hey, there you go. It's been an experience.
Moving technically usually is an experience most of the time, sadly.
And not necessarily a good experience, but it's just an experience, right?
Yep. It's never a good experience unless you have like a bunch of guys that just want beer and pizza to help move you.
Oh, I wish that would have made things a lot easier, to be honest, if we had done that. Beer and pizza for everybody to show up.
Yep. Hey.
Doing the long drawn out thing is not what I recommend.
Yeah, you got to be careful about advertising beer and pizza on Twitter, though. That might
backfire.
Yeah, that might backfire a lot.
Well, considering most of the people that follow me are out of the state, it really would.
Oh boy! And Nicole, what's been going on with you? Last time we talked to you, it was in our Hot Damn number 3 review, and at the end of that, you talked about. Stuff your dad says.
Well, that's still in the works. We've got a long ways to go with that. So
I want to listen.
I have become a godmother this past week. So yay! So Phil and Kim Scott over in Ireland have granted me the title of their godmother, and I'm like, that's so awesome because she's adorable.
Do you grant wishes too?
I try my hardest.
We all know you're not Glinda the Good Witch.
Well, I'm not greedy enough to get that. Sure,
she can be Glinda the Good Witch.
All right, so Dark Gem, this is part 2 where we talk about part 4, 5, and 6.
We go dark, really dark.
Well, Amy's already halfway there. She essentially is Kimber at this point. So. I mean,
I'm not tall and skinny.
Yes, you. Well, you're skinny.
You're tall enough.
I'm not that tall. I know people taller than that. When I think of Kimber, I think of my BFF who lives in Virginia, who is like over 6 feet.
Oh.
That's tall. That's who I see Kimber as being, is really tall like that.
All I can think of is Beverly Hills Cop 2. Actually, you're talking about a 6 foot blonde woman. 6 foot blonde women grow on trees here in California. All right, Dark Gem, part 4. Written by Kelly Thompson, art by Sophie Campbell. Story by Thompson and Campbell together. Colors by M. Victoria Robito. I don't know, whatever.
Robito.
Letters by Sean Lee. Robito. Edits by what?
Robito.
Robito. What? There you go.
Something like that. Edits by John Barber. The publisher, obviously, is Ted Adams. And we start off with our previously page where Jem kisses Rio for the first time. What the hell are you doing?
Let the drama begin.
Yep. And for those of you who don't remember from our last episode, this is where the kiss and Rio's reaction to Jem kissing him, this is where Jerrica is able to break out of the silica sickness thing. What do we think of the art on this first few on the previous page here?
It's awesome.
Yeah, that silica synergy shot is just
that's really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I just, you know, it kind of shows the whole, you know, synergy's this light, and you know, silica's this like dripping ooze. Creepy.
She's got the claws.
She's Spider-Man symbiote. So we start off with the girls arguing over disconnecting synergy. Kimber is against it, but even though she knows that, sadly, it has to be done.
She's still not okay with it. And I'm totally on board with Kimber. I'm like, yeah, but you don't know how that's going to react. Could be the end of everything. You know, like, okay, but I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. We then go to Blaze, who's in the bathroom. Which I at first, when I saw these panels on this next page, I thought she was alone, and then Clash is behind her there, and Blaze thinks that she ruined the Misfits because of the sickness.
Yeah, it's not her. It really isn't. It's just that's what she thinks it is because this is my first time on stage and I've screwed it all up. It's like, no, you haven't. You were awesome. Don't worry about it. But yeah.
I'm glad to see Clash, you know, befriend her.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I was kind of getting more of a vibe than just, you know, befriend her. It seemed more...
Well, no, I'm talking about before, like in the previous issues, I didn't think those two were going to be like buddies. And now it's just like, oh, okay.
We both thought that. We were like, she's going to stick.
We're accelerating this friendship. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a nice surprise. I kind of like that. That's kind of cool.
Yep. So they have a couple of moments, you know, still in the bathroom. We then get back to the Misfits where they're all arguing, and
they're being Misfits.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. But at first, when it's been a while since I've read these, so I went to reread them before we did this, and it took me a while to understand what words were coming from who, because it's an all interconnected conversation. You don't see the little white balloon things coming out of the white balloons.
That's because it's mayhem. They're supposed to be all talking at once and having a drama moment, and everybody's just like,
And can I just say, I love how they've drawn Eric Raymond's hair to look like devil horns.
Yeah. Teddy Graham would be proud, right, Nicole?
Oh, exactly.
For those that don't know, Teddy Graham is the main character in IDW's Hot Damn.
Nice.
So, Eric looks like the devil. We have Blaze and Clash walking back in. Should we just come back later? And then Roxy throws her healthy cereal.
I don't blame her. It's healthy cereal. It's no bagel.
It's no bagel.
It's healthy cereal. It just tastes like cardboard anyhow. Just toss it.
And you'll be on the toilet.
And this part of the discussion is basically, you know, them saying that, you know, even though Pizzazz would yell like crazy, she would at least have a plan. She always has a plan. And Eric apparently went out to the stage or he went out somewhere to make a call to 5x5 Records, and nobody can tell him anything apparently. And he says, I'm pretty sure as I was hanging up, one of them said, Jem is a god. It's insanity.
Somebody's heard the music.
Yep. So basically, Eric then goes into a diatribe to all of them, but it eventually becomes more specifically towards Stormer about how he doesn't want them going anywhere near Jem and the Holograms, especially Stormer. And he gets a phone call and he says he needs somebody out there immediately. I don't remember who right off the top of my head. What do we think so far of
the shadow? Even the shadow has horns.
I love it.
On that last page, it's like, Eric, I need you to get on a plane. This tour is now officially a disaster.
You know who it is?
It's got horns.
No, I don't think it's Tech Rat. I really don't think it's Tech Rat. I think it's probably Zipper. I don't know. It's somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. We've read ahead, right? We've read ahead, right?
Yeah.
But I don't really. Yeah, I don't really remember.
I think it was Tech Rat. I'm pretty sure it was Tech Rat.
Yeah, probably. It probably is. So we then go to Phyllis Gabor's house, aka Pizzazz, and she lives in that giant house all by herself.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
She's rich. She's rich.
Yeah.
That's a big ass house.
Tony Stark's is bigger.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of looks not exactly like, but it does kind of look a little bit like Tony's house because it does overlook the water there.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with it.
A little. It's not the exact shape, but yeah. So Pizzazz's phone rings, and it's her. Amy, here's your chance.
Daddy.
it's her father. And he's just assuming she wants money and doesn't even really want to talk to her. I'm hoping that Kelly writes Mr. Gabor a little bit better in the future issues. Because starting out now, he's about as big of an ass as he was in the cartoon series.
Well, I think that's very well written. I mean,
I thought it was really well written too.
I'm not saying it isn't well written to introduce us to his character. I'm just saying that I hope that as the series progresses and the character development between Pizzazz and her father progresses, that it moves away from this whole. The way this whole conversation goes.
Well, the thing is, it's been like this for, what would you say, Pizzazz is 20, 21, 23 years. You know, it's been like that ever since she could remember. So it's not probably going to change anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing is that it was right after the start. She says that she's been calling for weeks. This also means that it was after her accident. He didn't rush home when she got an accident.
I'm sure he probably
talked with the doctors and all that and knows that, you know, she's fine. She'll be all right. She just needs to recover and all that stuff. But it's the whole point is that he's a workaholic and he is missing out opportunities to really connect with his daughter because, there's a really important work, the really important stuff going on. That's real life. There are a lot of parents out there that are like that too. They're workaholics. They, you know, they have a big deal coming up. And it's, you know, they can't just drop everything and come home. And so I got what was going on. But, you know, clearly his daughter really kind of needs, you know, a supportive parent. She's
very
here in
the
house by herself. It is very true to life. And I think anybody that's reading this that maybe they're a teenager or whatnot. I mean, this is why Jem, to begin with, was a very approachable franchise for kids to begin with is because they talked about some of these things that were very difficult to talk about and kids could relate to that. And I think a lot of people could see themselves as being one of those kids, you know, where, you know, my parents are always working and I'd like them to come home and I could, you know, spend some time with them and whatnot. And, you know, they can't for whatever reason. So it's like, I like the fact that they're keeping this element because it's a really good element to have in there, especially for Pizzazz, who's, you know, she has her way. She has her tics. She has her things that she does. And she's a vulnerable character. I love the fact that this page showed how vulnerable she really is.
And then the next part of the panel after the conversation, after he hangs up on her, she says, I can't live like this. And I agree with everything you're saying. What I'm saying is I'm hoping that we see the character progression between the two of them get better, not worse, is what I'm trying to say. Mm. So.
Cool.
So we move. Go ahead.
I said cool. Good point. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. We move back to the holograms, and they're still arguing over disconnecting Synergy, and Kimber finally comes around. They then all agree to stay together, which does not happen. we got
This is post after they've been through their hypnotic, you know, silica versions of themselves, and you know, there's some massive stuff that needs to be cleaned up in the wake of that.
Oh yes. So you got Aja and Kimber in one bed. You got Jerrica and Shayna in the other. You know, in the hotel there, and Aja wakes up first. She sneaks out. Kimber then wakes up, and let's see. We go to Craig, who, the poor sap, gets smacked right in the face.
Oh, not only gets smacked, he's up late watching TV. Probably, you know, nursing his, you know, what's going on with my girl? She's not here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we see Aja, and she apologizes, and... He just jumps down to her. Okay, then.
That was awesome. I was like, oh, was... she catches him, and I love that. Those two are totally made for each other.
Complete role reversal of the Romeo and Juliet thing.
I love Aja. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is, very much so. And I love Craig here. How many windows did you try before you found me? Like 9. Your whole floor hates me. we then go back to Shayna, who gets a phone call as she's still in bed, and she then rushes out. And basically, Jerrica is the only one left in the hotel room, and Tony shows up.
Up the door, and Tony's at their door. At least he was the one that could actually find their room.
Yeah, that's true.
The other two went after their significant other, and he came to her. Yay! With treats.
Yep.
That's always good. And treats is good. Treats is always good.
And a nice diving kiss. I love
it. Yeah. And it seems, I don't know, because I don't know how much time passed, but it seems that they're all staying at the same hotel, right?
Yeah.
If they're all staying at the same hotel, the only one that actually went out somewhere away from the hotel was Kimber, obviously, because Stormer's not there.
Pretty much.
But, you know, so we get to the scene where... you know, you got Shayna and Tony with Jerrica, and then Aja, Craig, and Rio show up, and busted.
Not that so busted. Come on, they haven't gone really anywhere. They just got out of bed and woke everybody up.
Yeah, but that's what Aja says. Uh-oh, busted. They come back in. So Aja and Jerrica have a little bit of an argument, and then they all realize where's Kimber, and Tony's like, who's Stormer? So the Misfits bus, that's pretty cool.
I like that bus.
That's an awesome bus.
Very awesome bus. So Kimber and Stormer make up. Yay. They then
she's half asleep.
Who's half asleep?
Stormer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, hey, you'll wake up whenever someone jumps in your arms and kisses you like Kimber kissed her.
Yeah.
So there's that. What do we think of the art stuff as this is progressing through? Because it's going to do a major... I mean, it's all Sophie in the issue, obviously, but the style is going to massively change because of the characters. But what do we think of the Tony style on the previous panels and all that, and like the style of Jerrica and Aja.
God. That was on the verge of racism there.
Actually, it's a band. It's an 80s rock band. You've heard their song, right? Come on now.
Yeah.
Heat of the moment. Come on now.
Heat of the moment.
Technically, that, you know. Anyway.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. What do we think of the art here, ladies? Nicole?
Oh, I think it's great. I'm just so used to Sophie's work. I mean, I'm just so jealous of how cool their hair always looks. Even when it's a messy wreck, it still looks cool.
Agreed. Yes. That is it. Yes. Yeah, I'm distracted by the hair constantly.
But, it's just like, oh, like,
oh, that's actually her.
That.
Yeah.
What about you, Amy? Any thoughts on the art so far?
I have to say, complete and total kudos to Sophie, because I mean, every single facial expression is so unique and so cool. I mean, I can tell it speaks so much. They all speak like the faces, the facial expressions. I mean, like, you don't have to, you totally know what's going on just because her facial expressions are so amazing. And not only that, is that they're unique to the individual. Like, every yep. single one of these faces just looks so, like, it's her style, but it's like, Jerrica's face looks like Jerrica. Aja's yep. face looks like Aja. I mean, her face is slightly different than the other, than Jerrica's face. And, you know, vice versa. Like, we got, you know, the same with Stormer is different than Kimber. And it's just, it's amazing that, I mean, there are definitely similarities, but they're all very still unique. I'm just always happy with how Sophie's doing all of the work. It's just amazing. Totally makes the comic for me.
So we get to the point in the story here of issue 14 where Kimber tells Stormer that she has to go do something to make sure that Stormer will never get hurt like that again. And she walks off towards the very nondescript gem bus, has no name, no nothing on it, and the gem van that has a license plate, JEM, really? Seriously? Okay.
Why not?
They all can't have it. We're not getting the Rockin' Roadster, folks, so I and everybody else just has to deal with it. and Silica shows up and talks to Kimber.
Is that this tongue off of her dress?
It is. This. She's got the teeth in her as the collar. And there's yeah. the tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yep. The skeleton shoes. I have to say, Silica's just as awesome with her, like, you know, wardrobe as anything else. And her hair yep. is like trying to eat Kimber.
I know, I love it. That has an eyeball.
It's a snake, yeah.
It's just, wow. There's a lot of creep that comes out of that.
I love it.
Sophie, I don't know if you were on any a lot of caffeine or anything, but you must have had a lot of caffeine or something to help you come up with this design for Silica, because this is
awesome.
Lots of creep.
Just
yep.
something out of a horror movie, and it's awesome. Silica and Synergy have a giant argument, and Synergy tries to stop Silica, but she can't, and her language turns into binary code.
Hmm.
And Silica has taken over, pretty much.
So Silica looks all nice and evil and mysterious until you get her pissed off, and then she turns into a monster with really sharp teeth.
She's
very metal.
Oh no. Oh god, people are gonna kill me for this. My eyes are playing tricks on me. It's cause of the teeth dress, damn it. I thought that was Rarity inside the dress.
Where are you getting that?
It's the purple part of her hair.
You're the one that's had too much caffeine or something else.
Are you sure that wasn't Shutterfly?
Shutterfly. That's just so wrong.
There's a lot All of right. yellow and pink. That's why I was like, you know, maybe get the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we meet Shiver, Synth, and Scream. which are part of The Sickness, her band. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let them open the mate. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mama, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fuck, I get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is done, get back. And she is spreading her sickness across the land.
Oh, so there's forgot that. To say that the rest of the gem and the holograms show up.
Yep.
Jerrica and the other two show up. What's happening? Yeah. And they came prepared. They put on headgear.
Yep. Yeah. Jerrica, Aja, and Shayna all have the headphones on. These designs are just so cool. Just absolutely awesome.
Oh, I love it. It's so awesome.
What a way to make a comic book so dynamic. And it pretty much ends on the to be continued of Synergy saying, what have I done? Because all the holograms are just laying at Silica's feet, and it's kind of, This fourth part of Dark Gem is just wow.
Good.
Good stuff.
So good.
In a word, good.
Yeah, very, very amazing. What, Amy, what are your overall thoughts on issue 14?
I want more.
Yeah.
No, it was really good because, like, hey, this is where they confront Silica. They see what's going on, and because of other recruits, they get they get bamboozled.
Yep, very much so.
But you know, there's other good things that happen in this comic too, like the whole makeup. Everybody makes up with their significant other.
Yep. So everybody makes up, which is great, and it's not shoehorned into anything.
Very natural. It feels very like this is exactly the next thing that should happen in this situation.
Right. What about you, Nicole? Overall thoughts on issue 14?
It's a great way to... I mean, it... Wow. There's a lot that did happen in this issue.
Yep.
And so that ending is amazing. The design, the coloring, the... Oh, like the little cliffhanger with Synergy. I mean, she's a computer program, but she actually... She has terror in her eyes, and it's amazing. So you're just like, ooh, what's going to happen next? And when they introduced the new band, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, can I say the most impressive part of this comic was actually in the holograms, if you've read the holograms. A little 10-year-old girl drew Roxy yelling out bagels.
I knew you were going to point that out. That's awesome.
I love that drawing.
I saw that and I said, oh, Nicole's going to say something about this. I know she will.
I love that drawing. It is so cute.
And by the hologram, she means the letters page in the issue, folks.
Yeah. It was so awesome.
For me, I'm just absolutely digging this. I think this is a great way to further along all the characters, not just Gem and the Holograms, Jerrica, not just Eric, not just the Misfits, Pizzazz, Blaze, and Clash. Kelly and... Because Sophie was also doing on the story... has a story credit as well, so Kelly on the writing and story as well as Sophie, the both of them are just bringing...
I know, it's awesome.
I mean, it's, you know... They're giving us a knockdown, drag-out rock concert every issue, and it's the story is just getting so much better as it goes along.
I agree.
Issue 14, I know this is going to be hard because we still have two other issues to talk about, but issue 14, 0 to 5 scale, stars, what would you guys rate it, Nicole?
That's a hard one. I'll give it a solid 4, a solid 4. Like, creeping up to 4.5, but there's other stuff going on that I can't.
Yeah.
So,
Amy?
I give it a 4.5.
Yeah, I'm also going to give it a 4.5. It's just that good. If we could give it a 6, we would, but we can't. So, all right, issue 15, Dark Gem Part 5. This has a beginning that I was not expecting at all. So we get the previously page to catch everybody up. And we get the guest list, as always. And then it starts out as a flashback with Kimber, Aja, and Shayna as kids running around a pool. What the hell is going on here?
You can tell it's a flashback.
Well, no, yeah. No. I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm saying it as, oh my god, what are we doing? Why are we opening with a flashback? This is so cool.
Something we need to know about the past. I liked this, especially once I got into it. I went, okay, what's going on? And then I read, through, and I was like, I like this. It's building to something. Something is going to, I don't want to spoil anything, but I like the vibes that I'm getting from the flashback.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to spoil the hell out of it anyway, because this issue's been out for a while.
Yeah. I love the super soakers, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's so 90s. So Aja still loves jumping in the pool, so she does a cannonball.
Cannonball!
And we meet Jackie Benton. At this point, I was shocked.
Mom, we get to see Mom.
I was shocked to see Jackie and Emmett Benton. Hence my reaction of, oh my god, why aren't we starting where we left off earlier from the last issue when I first read this? I think I got to about the middle part of the flashback here after the food scene that's coming up next. I think I got to just when Jackie and Emmett are kind of arguing, which is after the food scene. And I just stopped. I exited out of full screen from Comixology, and I just had to email Kelly, and I'm just like, oh my god, what have you done? not in a bad way. I'm like, oh my god, what have you done? Thank you. Because I was never expecting this series to do a flashback to the Benton parents. What did you guys think of them, Nicole, bringing up Jackie and Emmett?
I think it's a great way to expand the characters. Because, well, first of all, even just without the parents, you see that Kimber hasn't changed a whole lot since she was six.
No.
She's still starving all the time. She still whines a lot, but,
She's the little
she's
sister.
She's still adorable, But, I think it gives more of an insight of what happened. It just expands the characters, and I would love to see more flashbacks of them.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Amy? What did you think of the
I thought that was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant. One, we still get more character development with it. Obviously, take every opportunity that you can to do stuff like that. But we're also getting backstory to what's going on here. That, Silica's been around for a whole lot longer than what we think.
Exactly.
So I just loved this. This was like brilliantly played. And of course, it was always great to see Mom and Dad.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Well, we see Emmett working on what we assume is Synergy, and we see him having issues with it. I think the coolest thing with Emmett that I noticed when he and Jackie are arguing and then discussing and eventually making up is the fact that he has a Starlight Music t-shirt. That's awesome.
you gotta promote your own brand.
Yep. And he does say that there is a virus in the code or something. And he's constantly having trouble dealing with it. But no, this whole scene, I absolutely loved it. I thought this was so great. The entire beginning of the thing. And it does tie into where we left off, obviously, because these are amazing storytellers. So the end of this scene, one of the super soakers in a shoe ends up in the pool.
It's more than that.
Well, yeah. it's was it Jerrica end up
yeah,
in the pool?
Jerrica.
Yeah, Jerrica ends up in the pool.
More than that, she's watching. She's watching Dad and Mom make up and all that, and then you see the he says he keep on thinking that he's got this virus that's insidious.
Insidious.
And there's a little the stuff that comes out of the computer is like all going, you know, warbling like that, and I'm like, I think that it did that to her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It did.
Totally did that to her, and I was like going, oh, I love the mystery. I'm just sitting here going, oh. This point, I stopped and went, oh man, this is brilliant. I was on a plane and I was reading this, going, oh, this is great. I mean, not that I want anything bad to happen to Jerrica, but I was just like, I got goosebumps reading this part, just going, ooh, I love this.
And the one panel where flashback, Jackie calls Jerrica's name. We flash to her again, but it's Synergy's purplish bubble, and then we see Synergy herself, and we see just. Synergy isn't exactly in Jackie's image because of the way Sophie designed her, but she's meant to be in Jackie Benton's image for the most part. And she asks Jerrica if she's all right. And then it brings us into the present day. And we have, let's see here, we've got more conversation with all of them. And she's telling them about the virus. She's telling them about Silica and the sickness, and she basically agrees to be shut down, essentially.
Well, not only that, is that she saved them too. She put them to sleep, basically, to keep them from being harmed anymore by them. And then, of course, she says, you know, you remind me of my mother, blah, blah, blah. It was good.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So Jerrica gets a call from Rio. And she kind of cuts him off a little bit. And basically says she has to go, that she has half of a plan, and then we cut back to, the Misfits. And, they have, sat on two of their members, pretty much. They've got the thing!
Well, because of the consequences of them feeling like, hey, you know, we didn't amaze the audience, they go and actually listen to the music and they become part of the throng of Silica.
They're zombies, mutant zombies with really great clothes. Should I come back, Eric? Yep, there's Tech Rat.
Yep.
He hops into the screen. We know that that's who he asked to get on the plane, because he's...
Yep.
So, yeah.
And he's still going over the code and everything. And
Eric is being Eric. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Gotta figure this out right this second.
I love the expressions, man. So good. So good.
Look at Roxy and Jetta. They're just yelling their eyes out. We're going insane! And apparently Stormer isn't even there. Who is Stormer trying to get help from?
The holograms! Yep.
So we get to all of them back together here.
They're the whole problem. Not anymore. Everybody shows up.
Yep.
Here we come to save the day.
Yeah, really. we get to one of the members of the sickness. She's woken up, apparently. Where am I? What's going on?
It's worn off.
Yeah, and it's wearing off of them. And then Silica, you know, puts them back under the spell, and
she charges them.
Yep. Oh, man. I'll tell you, as much as I love the crazy letterings, The multicolor letters are killing my eyes when I was reading this.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't think it's that bad.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I'm not saying the stuff itself, but just looking at it consistently just kind of hurts my eyes. But so we have Silica reasserting her dominance over them. We have Kimber babysitting the zombies. Blaze and Clash look pretty good. Why is there an eyeball earring, though? Ugh.
Because well,
they're
that's
part
creepy.
Of the sickness. Yeah. She's got the sick. They've got the sickness.
I know they've got the sickness, but why did it have to be an eyeball earring?
Because it's creepy and it's awesome, and you're a pansy.
And eyeball earrings are awesome.
Yep.
Come on, we're all right with the skulls, but not the eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Skulls are fine. Eyeballs are creepy.
Awesome.
Your definition of creepy is very different.
Yes. I love Kimber here. Shut up.
Hey,
or it's
shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, I admit you make some sense, but still, shut up. Or it's tape mouth city for the both of you again. I love her.
That's what I thought, Heckle and Jekyll.
Pretty quiet, yeah.
Oh boy. So, that is the story. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Jerrica basically tells them how to break the spell. Is that they have to have something really bad happen to them that it shocks them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. So they have to figure out what would shock the heck out of those two.
Yeah, I don't know. And we go back to kindergarten class with Tech Rat.
Yeah. I love Tech Rat in this.
Tech Rat, oh my gosh.
He's glad he's around. Sigh. Everyone but me is so dumb. God, it's tedious. Hey! Okay, let me tell you about you. Let's go back to school. Okay, the dummies, which is apparently all of you.
Yeah.
God, I love Tech Rat.
I love his sarcasm in this. It's just so funny. It's like, yeah. I could totally hear the voice of this the Tech Rat that we remember.
Yeah, Charlie Adler, yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And then Roxy's, I don't get it. I mean, music is powerful, but come on. It's controlling people? Get real.
I like what he says. Think of it, fingernails on a chalkboard. And everybody's like, Yeah, that's why.
Yep. So they come up with a plan here to end this little thing, which is interesting.
Now, we don't know what it is that they shock the heck out of those two to get them out of it, but the fact that it's Roxy and Jetta is like, oh yeah, these guys know stuff.
Well, so a path where they're on the bus. Before that, we get Roxy and Jetta. We always haze Clash. Remember that time when we super glued the guys? Focus. It's very strong. We've got it. Give us two shakes. We're on it.
So the pranksters are Jetta and Roxy.
That doesn't surprise me when it comes to Roxy, especially when I think about Nicole.
Pranks are awesome.
That's right. So we see the rest of Jem and the Holograms and Stormer and Eric and Tech Rat, and then we see the giant, you guys are jerks. And also, thank you.
Sort of,
yeah. And then the return of Pizzazz happens.
Kaboom!
And that's
She's
how
gonna
we
fix get... things. Wow!
She comes in with, oh my gosh, she looks awesome.
Yeah, the design on Pizzazz here is great.
Yep. When things get tough, the tough get tougher.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, issue 15. What do you think, ladies? Amy?
Brilliant. Humor, mystery,
heartbreak.
Yeah, we're doing it here.
And most of all, Tech Rat.
Tekrat, yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I love Tekrat as much as everybody else on this panel does, but honestly, as cool as Tekrat was, really, the flashback is what got me emotionally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the flashback's awesome.
Just absolutely awesome. All right, I know it's going to be hard, but 0 to 5, what do you give it, Nicole?
I'm giving this a 4.5.
Okay.
I love the beginning. Actually, screw it. I'm giving it a 5 because that beginning was awesome.
Yeah, it was, wasn't
you
it?
You got to see Roxy and Jetta be little brats. And I love any time those two are together. I love that you got to see Shiver like come out of it a little bit and get repossessed. I thought that was kind of sinister. There was a lot going on. Yes, I'll give it a 5. Why not? 5.
Why not? 5. What about you, Amy?
We get mystery. We get some flashback. We get, hey, some kind of comedy moments. And then Pizzazz shows up. It's an absolute 5 for me for 2.
Yep. Same here. 5s all around. If this whole issue had been flashback with only 3 pages that's furthered the story, you know, along, I would have been fine with that. But just the beginning flashback just
stole the show.
It really did steal the show until Pizzazz comes in at the end and steals the show again. But the flashback is what really, because I was not expecting to see little Jerrica and the holograms. I was not expecting to see baby Kimber, you know, saying that she hadn't eaten in months and was starving for a hamburger. Not that she said that, but just, you know, the way that it's
I'm
portrayed.
Starving! Because that was like in the first issue, too.
Yeah. All right, folks. Issue number 16, Dark Gem, Part 6, IDW's Gem of the Holograms. This is the concluding part of the story to wrap it all up. Now, the funny thing is, in the solicitations, I don't know if it was something that... And again, I'm not sure who puts the solicitations together at IDW. I don't know if it's John Barber or if Kelly writes a solicitation and sends it to John. I don't know how any of that works. But in issue 15 solicitations, they kept saying, Dark Gem, this is the finale for in issue 15. And I'm like, wait, no, that can't be right. So, but Dark Gem Part 6, this is the conclusion to it all. We start off with the previously page, which basically catches us up on Silica, the Sickness, Synergy, and Gem, the Holograms, and the Misfits, and Pizzazz's return. We start off right away with Stormer basically tackling Pizzazz. You're back! Actually, they're all tackling Pizzazz. She's like, ack.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not a big fan of that.
You know. Well, again, with the whole character development, she's not a fan of that in public, but we've seen that, you know, from the last couple issues that she wants people to come see her and interact with her really deep down.
Yeah.
But yeah, public face, yeah, no, she's, you know. So Pizzazz comes in and basically says, where the hell is Jem? Because planning anything can't go a minute longer without Jem
here.
Yeah,
there's a classic Pizzazz within half a second.
Yep. Less than half a second, like a millisecond.
We're minus one number. We're minus one member. We got to have that gem here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we get to the holograms going outside because Jerrica says she's going to go find Gem, and they ask her if she's going to hologram. Go as Gem and hologram Jerrica, and she's not sure. And she doesn't really want to what happened last time to happen again for her to change. And they're not sure how that's going to work. So we get that part of the story, and they come up with a fairly decent plan. And we get to Pizzazz and the Misfits. So you traitors replaced me.
Of course she's going to say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I'm glad she waited until the holograms left, though, to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she would have said that in front of them, though. I really don't. I mean, I know we've seen in the past that the Misfits have fights in front of the holograms, but I mean that was pretty serious that they had to replace Pizzazz here. So, you know, I am also glad that they waited until Jem left, but I really don't think she would have said anything in their presence. And she faces off with Blaze.
But then she does something unexpected. She says, you were great, and you're not going anywhere. You're a misfit now.
Yep.
So, that was awesome.
Yep. And again, it's character development, it's character change, it's not just sticking to the old style anymore. And again, I have to praise Kelly and Sophie both in the story arc here, because both of them, Kelly on the writing and story, Sophie coming up with the story ideas, is just absolutely amazing. And we get to...
Catfight.
Jem.
Catfight.
Yeah, are we interrupting something?
Am I interrupting something? Well, it's about time. They just throw in the attitudes around. I can just see the finger snaps and the head bobs. Yeah. And the toxic the hair.
Yeah. There's no room to toss all that hair. So much hair. God. And the panel where Jem says, so word is you've got some kind of plan. Please tell me it's better than dropping a light rigging on me and just me and mine. And just as we begin to perform, this panel kind of reminds me of not what she says here, but just the way it's drawn, the way the two of them are facing off reminds me of the end of the animated series where they shake hands finally.
Oh yeah. I'm just like, okay, we'll be friends.
Yeah. But yeah, Pizzazz has a plan.
Well, then do tell.
Yeah. And then we get to Silica and the sickness again. And wow. I'm glad this isn't a real sound because, oh boy, that is really intense.
Yeah.
Just how she's basically controlling all of them.
I love this page. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Sinead O'Connor, sadly, a little bit. we get back to Jem and the holograms. And somehow both Jem and Jerrica are there. Oh, it's got to be Synergy.
Yeah, Synergy is playing one of them.
Okay, okay. Synergy is playing Jem.
Okay, so Jem looks really, really, really tall.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be that tall?
Yes.
I guess she has heels on, so.
One, yeah. She has got heels on, but in every episode, in every panel that I've seen her up until now, she does stand a little taller.
Mm-hmm. She does. So what are we thinking so far for the story and the art for this issue, ladies? Amy?
I'm liking it. The art is amazing. The story, it's in a natural progression where it should be. Everybody's getting in line with Pizzazz, obviously. And we don't even have to fill in too many of the gaps. I mean, it's just like, you know, Pizzazz is there to fix things. And then bringing Jem in here also is just very helpful.
Mm. Jem, according to her bio, is 5'11".
Yeah.
Okay.
Heels. two things. The height difference is between both of them. As Jerrica, she's 5'5". As Jem, she's 5'11".
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's that.
5'11". Gotcha.
So, they come up with a plan. And Kimber...
The hair makes it 6.
it does. Well, she's got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
They all have, you know, you put all their hair together between all of them and, you know, you could, I don't know, save a third world country or something.
I know, I'm jealous of all their hair. They're coolest hair. I love it.
Well, you got all your wigs. You got enough
hair. It's not the same thing.
I know. Still. So Pizzazz's plan has Jerrica backstage trying to use the signal jammer Tech Rat cooked up while everyone else, including Jem, is on stage. A hologram of me can't do what it needs to be done backstage, but in theory it can do what I can do on stage as Jem. So that's how they're going to do it. They go to the sickness concert and
try to upstage them.
Yeah, try to upstage them. And again, I've said it since we started reviewing this almost a year, probably over a year ago now at this point. Even though I said earlier that the sickness lettering, the way the colors are, the black and the orange, and that, it just kind of was playing with my eyes. What I love is how they transform it into the gem lettering and just how it interplays with it all. I just love that. And the same thing with the Misfits, because it's all dueling musicians at this point.
Yeah, I love it. I love all these next few pages, how bright everything is.
Yeah.
It's a rock concert.
Uh-huh. I love
it. Yeah, it's working. It's totally working for me.
I love the giant splash page where they say, try to mind control the world through this silica. Just that big splash page when you first get to it after Silica says no. Just look at that. You've got Gem and the Holograms with their music. You've got Silica. You've got Pizzazz and the Misfits with their stuff just all intermingled. That is a great splash page.
Fantastic.
Everyone's getting along. One last.
As I say, for now, yes. And the other cool thing is how they eventually do get rid of Silica, seeing her deconstruction. The white page, the white panel, the full panel page there.
So cool.
Oh, so cool. She's basically turned into what if Sinead O'Connor and Edward Scissorhands had a baby.
Do you think she's actually gone? I mean, can you truly 100% get rid of a virus? Maybe.
If she's on an offshore thing, as they were saying, that she's pulled herself away from Synergy and she's got another place. I don't think so. I think that there might be another copy of her somewhere.
Exactly. I'd love to see this character return, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, not anytime soon. We still have to get to Rhea and the Stingers and all that stuff. So everybody is woken up. Everybody is fine. They all go their separate ways. Jerrica and Rio make up a little bit more.
I like that we could see the natural version of the girls that were in the sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And we go back to being on stage. You like that? You want more? Yes! Woo! Gem Misfits!
Stimber. I love it. Stimber.
Stimber? What the hell?
You're talking about Kimber and Stormer together when they're kissing?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't say that.
I know, it's on the page.
It's on the page, yeah.
Okay.
Open your eyes.
Oh, I hadn't gotten to that pan. I was still on the. I just got to the Pizzazz. Okay, yeah. Stimber. Yeah. Okay then. Another great big panel shot here as well. And we go to the audience, and we see someone saying she is magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
So this caused a lot of controversy, and I wanted to bring this up. It actually caused me to leave several gem groups on Facebook because I just could not handle the constant notifications and constant arguing and bickering back and forth over this one little panel in this issue. So we get to... We have the panel where Gem and the Misfits are playing, and then we get the little panel of the slide there of all of them. And then we get to this one panel where this one guy says she is magnificent. This one teaser image that they put online caused everybody to assume that Riot was transgendered. And it was just some weird, wacky explosion. And for me personally, they already introduced a transgender character. They already have gay characters in Kimber and Stormer.
Yeah.
Blaze is the transgender character. Why in the world would you assume that Riot is transgender just by this one little panel that...
He's very feminine looking.
Yeah, he does.
The thing is, he's very 80s hairband looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And we get to the full kind of panels here. And I believe it's Rapture that asks, which one? Jim, of course. Nadja, they're not so impressive, if you ask me. What do you think, Rhea? Rhea, Earth to Rhea, I think they're fantastic. What?
Yeah. Two controversial things in, what, one page?
Well, yeah. If you think about it, half the band likes them, half the band hates them. So.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
I'm just awesome. So excited for Rapture. I know Mike hates Rapture. I'm so excited.
No, I don't. Wait a second. Where did you get off me saying I hate Rapture?
From the cartoon.
Okay, we've already talked about that. If you're going to sit here and call me out about that, miss, I hate everything Rio.
I do hate everything Rio.
We've already established that cartoon Rio and comic Rio are two very different things. The same thing, like... This is just the first appearance of the Stingers, of Rapture. So we haven't even seen anything with them yet.
They have.
So
they're right there.
I'm going to reach the place, gentlemen. You're going to hear murder on this podcast, and our ratings are going to go skyrocket through the roof.
I'm just excited that they're bringing in Stingers. I really am. I've been waiting for this. So
what did we... of the reveal that Rhea is with the Stingers.
I thought it was a great move.
Because I was wondering how they were going to introduce her. I'm just like, because the comics aren't really following the cartoon, you know, so I wouldn't think they would have a contest or anything like that. So this was a really good way to bring her in, because I really did miss, I like Rhea. Well, for the cartoon, I liked her. So we'll see if I like her through here, so...
Yep.
I like the fact that they're just doing something unexpected.
Yeah, and I like that. I like it a lot.
I like the unexpected. You're adding elements that are just different than what we expected from the show. Obviously, this is not going to be the show, and so I like the fact that they're doing something completely unexpected with that. And Rhea is with the Stingers. I'm like, that's kind of cool. I kind of like that. I mean, I was just thinking about it today, going, you know, it's the perfect play. It's the perfect play. Because now you get to create conflict between bands by, you know, she's going to get moved over it at some point. Or maybe not. Maybe they'll play it this way for like a couple issues or even for half a year. I don't know. We'll see.
I think she's adorable with blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm really, really digging it. So I trust whatever they're going to do, because they did something completely unexpected and it's new and fresh and it's different. And I like that.
Yeah,
might be controversial, but you know what? Controversy is a good thing.
Yep. And before we give our ratings for this issue, we also have bios for the Stingers. We have
and
Rory
someone else. Oh.
See, this is the reason they should have just put out the bio page. They would have, but then they wouldn't have had this. Oh, we're gonna freak out that Rhea is a transgender. It's like, you know what? It's just the angle. They just need a little bit more picture to see.
Yeah,
it's a dude. It's totally a dude.
So we got Riot, Rory Llewellyn, age 20.
Also, don't forget the fact that this is a character who's stuck on himself. So, of course, he's going to look beautiful and fine. You know,
yes.
It's just, it's a small panel. It's hard to pull that off in one little, you know, one little facial feature. That's all
right.
That was all that they teased was a facial feature. That was it.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Give it a chance. Jeez.
Yep. I mean, that's how I felt the same way when I first saw Rio. I'm like, oh, he kind of has a feminine look to him, but I've grown.
Style. That's just how Sophie draws it. She's
really
good at giving him a fine look, and yes, sometimes that can make it look a little more feminine, but that's okay. She's got a very good look with it, though.
You know who he looks like? On the bio page, I'm looking at the bio page. He looks like the Nelson twins. Remember Nelson from the 80s and 90s? The Nelson twins?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Right. So the bio page.
That's awesome.
The bio page. Real name, Rory Llewellyn, age 25, height 5'9", instruments, vocals, and piano.
He'll be the same. He'll be a little shorter than Jem.
Yep.
Yep. He loves fame and fortune, comics, especially rare European ones, Germany, independent films, bratwurst and sauerkraut, poetry readings, being in control, private islands, and Jim.
All right, we're going to get a private island one with Jim. That's going to be awesome.
Aztec adventure. Hates. He hates being controlled, the military, imperfections, big budget action movies, and sellouts. His prized possession is a signed Mobius print, and he is most likely to charm you.
I believe
I'm glad,
it.
Yeah. I'm glad they added a comic book element to this character.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really liked that, especially since we are reading comics. Why not, you know, call out to something else that, you know, is just as completely valid as this and add to that in that way. It legitimized the character to me.
Yep. We have Minx, real name Ingrid Kruger, age 25, height 5'4". Her instrument is the keyboard. She loves tech, fashion, especially fabulous hats and shoes, flirting, travel, sparkling water, football, aka American soccer. Underground parties, Loensif, Knackerwurst, and Haribo Happy Cola. She hates commitment, rejection. Wow, mm-hmm. Those two go hand in hand. American chocolate and Americans, with a few exceptions. Her prized possession is a Karl Lagerfeld vintage couture gown. Most voted most likely to create drama. Well, yeah, that's Minx all around.
Yep, and she's got an incredibly long torso.
I know.
Yes, yes, she does.
Incredibly short pants.
One of the two.
They're on her hips. So.
Yep. All right, we have Rapture Phoebe Ash, age 24, height 5'11", so she is tall as Jem.
Yep.
She is as tall as Jem is. Her instrument is the guitar. She loves fantasy novels and films, collectible griffins, horses, ramen, Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. Is there any other?
Mm-hmm.
Cartoons, manipulating people, playing practical jokes, gossip, and hilarious GIFs. Okay, folks, this is the first time I'm able to say this. This article came out a few years ago, but I recently saw it reblogged on Facebook for some stupid reason. About the creator of the GIF coming out saying it's pronounced GIF like the peanut butter, not GIF.
Awesome.
So, yeah. She hates train travel, bare feet on concrete, peanut butter, hula hoops, and New York style pizza. Well, that's just obvious. You like Chicago, you hate New York. Prized possession, an antique griffin statue made of carved jade. Voted most likely to secretly be a writer of self-published fantasy novels.
You know, I was thinking that her and Roxy would be along great with the food part, but she likes to write and Roxy hates to read, so that's not going to work.
All right.
I love it. I love it. I love her. I love what the extra ads that they put in with this character. It's going to be fun.
I love the look.
It's going to be so
fun. I love
fun.
The look of Rapture. I love her look.
Yeah, she looks great. All right, we have Rhea, Carmen Alonso, age 24, height 5'5", instrument the drums, loves her brothers, Greece, archery, milkshakes, authentic Mexican food, coffee, young adult novels, horror movies, carnivals, dogs, the ocean, loyalty, and flying.
She's going to be my new best friend. She likes dogs and pizza. What was it, though?
Horror movies?
Food, horror movies? This girl is, yeah.
She hates her brothers, drama, fake people, and long car trips. Her prized possession is a custom handmade bow and set of custom handmade bow and arrows. She was voted most likely to keep a secret.
So she hates her brothers and loves her brothers.
Well, that's pretty much any siblings I'd say.
Now, at this point, this is where I kind of thought, okay, she does not strike me as one that actually fits with the other guys.
With the stingers.
The stingers. So my first question was, after reading this, is then how did she become a stinger? How did she become one of them then? Why
would they
pick her if she doesn't fit?
I'm sure they'll give us some background on.
Yeah. So I mean, that's if anything, that's what these character pages did was like, she doesn't seem like she fits with the other guys. I want to know that story now.
Yeah. And then we also have a bio for Mad Mulligan.
I love that they put this in here. I love it.
This is awesome. Yeah. So,
Mad Mulligan, a.k.a. Mads, is Pizzazz's cat. She is age 2. She is almost 6.5 inches. She, for her instrument, she thinks she's very good at the piano. She's not. It says it in the bio, folks. I'm not being negative. Yeah. It says it in there. She's not. She loves Pizzazz, who thinks she's a giant green-haired cat. Certain other cats, catnip, sashimi, playing, watching Neko at, I don't know, on the iPad. Fancy Feast, she is fancy. Watching crabs on the beach. Hey, look, a Mr. Krabs reference from SpongeBob. Making yowling noises that sound oddly human, cuddling, but only for a maximum of 7 minutes. She hates most other cats, dry cat food, birds, dogs, and probably you. Prized possession, Pizzazz. Voted most likely to star in a Vine that gets 1 billion views.
I could totally see that.
I love that they... they've been throwing the bios in since day one, but just seeing them here even more just points to me that, oh wow, this series just gets better and better and better.
Agree.
All right, before we go to a break, what would we rate issue number 16, the Dark Gem finale? Nicole?
Oh, this is a hard one. I'm going to give this one a 4.5 because it didn't give me teary-eyed like the last one. Yeah. The other one kind of got a little teary either. Yeah, but the artwork, and you knew what was going to happen. It was the last issue, so you knew it was going to be the end. You kind of figured out, I kind of figured out that the bands were going to come together, and you know. So, but I loved how they did it. I loved how they pulled it off. The two-page spread of Silica degenerating, the white and the black and the pink is beautiful. Love it. And of course, the introduction of the Stingers, loved it. It's just like it's great. How they introduced the Stingers was amazing. It was just like it just continues on the story. There's not like this clear, you know, slice of bread cut. You know, it's like they were there, they're witnessing it, and I loved how they introduced them. So, yeah,
it's not forced. Mm-hmm. The three bands, the way I see the three bands is the Holograms of the Holograms, the Misfits of the Misfits, and the Stingers of the Stingers. With the Misfits and the Stingers specifically, the Misfits with Pizzazz and all that, they're more likely to break out on the scene or break out to one of Gem's shows or something, you know, something like that. They're more in line to do something like that, where they're more to break out off the page saying, hey, we're here, whereas the Stingers are just kind of playing it cool, playing it really sly, and Riot's just making all kinds of plans in his brain and everything else. Amy, what are you going to give issue 16?
Definitely think the 4.5 is definitely worthy of that, yeah. Loved the introduction of the Stingers. I did not expect that. I like surprises in my comics, so totally with that. That's what I would give it. 4.5.
Absolutely. It's 4.5s all around. I love how they wrap the story up progressively without, you know, like we've said, without needing to throw something in there very quickly. Everything is paced nicely. We do have a potential for Silica to return, but at least like Nicole said, we do see how the people that were infected by the sickness and became our bandmates, we do see them unaffected by it, like that. 4.5 for me for this one. We are going to take a quick break, come back with some IDW news and some other stuff, as well as the solicitations for Gem and the Holograms issues 17 to 20. So the next 4 months of comics are going to be solicited here in this podcast. We'll be back after this.
This is Britta Phillips, the singing voice of Gem, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
All right, we are back here in Baggage of Classics, episode 67. So there are a bunch of editorial changes coming in IDW, which I will ask Amy about in a moment. The one thing I want to hit on really quick before we get to that and before we get to the solicits, issue 16, for now, apparently, as far as I know, was Sophie Campbell's last issue on the series. She has left Gem and the Holograms.
No.
I know.
I saw this, Samantha Newark was doing a convention, I forget which one it was, and she said she was going to have signed copies of Gem 16, and in the Facebook post she said it was Sophie's last one. I
think I might have remembered seeing something online about that.
I emailed Sophie directly and I asked her point blank, I don't mean point blank as in being rude, but I mean like...
Straight out.
I've seen this. I gave her the link to Samantha's post. I said, is this true? If it is, you know, thank you for bringing Gem into the 21st century. And she emailed me back and said, yeah, it's true. I'm moving on. But who knows? Maybe she'll come back one of these days.
Maybe.
All right, Amy does such a great job, too.
She does.
Yeah, she does. All right, Amy, IDW editorial changes. Go.
Okay, so a week ago, IDW announced that... John Barber is no longer going to be senior editor. Ah, I know, shocking, I know. shocking. I totally freaked out. I was like, no. And luckily, they linked, when I saw this on Twitter, it linked to a Newsarama, I believe it was Newsarama article that basically detailed what's going on. He's not leaving IDW. He's just not going to be the senior editor anymore. That is going to be turned, They added another thing. It's not senior editor, it's group editor. So I don't know where that sits in between senior editor or group editor. The whole point is that over Gem, and I think over Transformers and a few of the other Hasbro titles, her name is Sarah Gaidos. Mm-hmm. Either Gaidos or Gaidos, one of those two, is going to be the editor. So John will not be editing anymore, and it'll be Sarah. So she's going to be taking over on Gem and the Holograms. And John will continue on with IDW writing, and he's got a lot of projects that he's working on. So I'm guessing one of them will be Transformers because he's already been working on that. Some of the other stuff that he's been working on as well, but some new stuff coming out of Revolutions.
Revolution.
So, yeah. Really excited for him. I'm really excited for the new editor as well. I've actually kind of reached out a little bit to her on Twitter. So I'm excited. We'll see how things go.
Yep, absolutely.
I hope they keep the letters page. That would be kind of cool to see Sarah, you know, responding. So
yeah. I like it. I think they've only done this once. I liked it when Kelly responded a few times.
Oh yeah, that too. That was cool.
I think there was one issue where Kelly did a few responses. All right, Gem and the Holograms solicitations coming up here in the next few months. Gem and the Holograms Outrageous Edition oversized hardcover. Woo-hoo. Kelly Thompson, Sophie Campbell, Emma Vaselli, Corin Howell, Jen Bartel, all those ladies. It's showtime. Synergy Jerrica Benton and her sisters, Kimber, Aja, Shayna, and are trying to make it as a band, but Jerrica's stage fright is holding them back. When they make a shocking discovery in their father's secret laboratory, the mysterious Synergy changes everything, and Gem and the Holograms are born. Just wait until Pizzazz and the Misfits find out they have competition. This beautiful, oversized hardcover collects the first 10 issues of the critically acclaimed series, plus the double-length annual and the holiday special, as well as the Valentine's special. So pretty much, this is collecting the first half of the series right before Dark Gem.
Quite literally, it's almost like the first whole year. It's the collection.
Yep. 340 pages, $50.
Pretty slick.
Yep.
Awesome.
So then we have Gem the Holograms, issue 17. This will actually be out the day this podcast goes live. Kelly Thompson, Jen Bartel, yay, love Jen's art. Still reeling from the shattering conclusion of Dark Gem, Gem and the Holograms regroup, desperate to find a path forward. Meanwhile, the Misfits find themselves with a unique problem. One lead singer too many.
Oh, no.
I see what they did.
Oh, no.
We'll have to see how that plays out.
Yep.
We're going to get cleaned up, Rox, and then we're going to give a couple fantastic live shows, as promised. The Misfits always put out Deliver. Clash. if you really did this, you better make sure it comes nowhere near us.
All right. IDW's greatest hits collection, gem number one for a dollar. So there's that. Awesome. I love that they're doing
nice.
That. In August, we get Gem and the Holograms, issue number 18. Kelly Thompson and Jen Bartel on art again. Yay. The Holograms struggle to come to grips with the emotional ramifications of Silica and their short tour gone wrong. The unsure what recent events mean for the band's future. Is there even a future for Gem and the Holograms? Dun, dun, dun. Dun. The lead-in to next month's big news story. Soaring highs and crashing lows as only Gem can deliver. And then also, I believe in August, Gem and the Holograms, Volume 3, Dark Gem. Kelly Thompson, Sophie Campbell, collecting the Dark Gem arc.
Issues 11 through 16, it looks like.
16, yeah. Yep. So there's that. Also available again will be Volume 1 and 2 for Gem and the Holograms. And then in September, we get the next new story arc with a brand new artist, Gem and the Holograms, issue number 19, written by Kelly Thompson, art by Meredith McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
The Stingers, part one. You thought the Holograms had it rough back when they had to team up with the Misfits. Well, just wait until they meet the European supergroup taking the U.S. by storm, the Stingers. Meet Riot, Rapture, Minx, and Rhea? What?
Stop the record.
Yeah, bullet points. All new story starts here. The return of fan favorite characters, the Stingers, and Rhea. We'll say it again. Rhea? What? Also on this solicitation, new gem artist, Meredith McLaren, Hopeless Savages, rejoins her Heart in a Box collaborator, Kelly Thompson.
Awesome.
So that's nice. And then in October, we get Gem and the Holograms, number 20, The Stingers, part 2. The Stingers have found themselves a label. But does that mean the Misfits have lost theirs? Meanwhile, the Holograms struggle to find the missing piece to their band as Shayna finally heads to Milan. And the Stingers' singer, Riot, has his eyes locked on Gem, which means life got a lot more complicated for Jerrica.
Dun, dun, dun!
I can't wait!
Okay, so bullet points for this one. Fan favorite characters, the Stingers, make and take a bite out of the world of Gem. Jerrica delves deeper into the Gem persona. New Gem artist, as I said, Meredith McLaren, continues her collaboration with Kelly Thompson, and we will have a variant covered by Giselle Lagace. I assume that's how you pronounce that name. I don't know. I'm sorry if it's wrong. So there you go, folks. Dark Gem, the Stingers return eventually, the start of the Stingers arc in issue 19, the fallout, more fallout from Dark Gem with issues 17 and 18. That's a lot of stuff.
Lots of fun stuff, yep.
Woohoo! It's going to be great. Can't wait.
So, depending, because I have not emailed Kelly as of this recording, but depending on how the Stingers arc comes out, we will probably do that all as one, or we might break it up into two parts, depending on how big the part 1-2 Stinger thing is going to be. I think we're going to do issues 17 and 18 as one podcast, so that'll be, you know, once those get released. So it'll be a few months again before we get another Gem comic episode. By that time, most of Amy's Rugrats will be in school.
Mostly.
Most of them. Just that Dr. Evil one she has will be running around the house a little more, I think. I swear, he looked, in that picture, he looked like Dr. Evil. So that's it for this episode of The Pull Bag, and I want to say for a little while, that's probably going to do it for The Pull Bag. I'm going to kind of put the show on hiatus for a little bit, folks. I have been doing comics for 4 years now with this podcast, and while I do want to still keep it up, I'm probably going to go back to a more relaxed schedule. You're probably going to get a few months for the rest of this year of 2016 where I only have one episode out a month. I don't know. It just depends because I've been doing a lot of podcasting recently.
You did four today just alone? Or
Yeah. at the time of this recording, I did 3 recordings today. So there's that. But I recently, over the summer here, my buddy Pecan Court Michael and I were doing a daily Phineas and Ferb review show.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Recording that. Amy, you think you had problems with the underbass.
No. I completely defer to you.
Yeah. I am the podcast god, I know. So we did it. We tried to do a daily Phineas and Ferb podcast. We are still going to be doing a daily Phineas and Ferb podcast. It's called the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym. And we did the first season of Phineas and Ferb all in one go, 27 days. If we kept up the production, we'd have to record 7 days a week. And Michael, he's got a wife, 2 kids, a life, and he has no time to do all that 7 days a week. So we got that going on, but that's going to come back later this Christmas. So yeah, right now, just for a little while, I need a vacation because my brain needs to shut up. Where can the people find you online, Amy?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm Lady of Wreck.
Nicole?
Just Google Beatles Diva. That's me.
That's you. I'm, of course, at TFGO and Mike. You can follow at The Pullbag on Twitter, at Geekcast Radio. You can also check out the Geekcast Radio Network on Facebook and The Pullbag on Facebook as well. Please go like us on Facebook. Make your greatest game into comics, and we will catch you in a little bit, folks. We'll be back soon with more comic coverage here inside The Pullbag.
You totally need a vacation. Totally need a vacation.
Yeah. Somebody send me some money so I can go to California, damn it.
Showtime's over, Synergy. Synergy, I need you to protect Jem. Getting into a cab down the street.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for, and your name. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. Send us an email, feedback, at geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Geekcast Radio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics, and unleash the geek in you.